Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning.
Tuesday.
And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, well, first of all, I'd like to say thanks to them because they've just cemented a relationship with me all the way through next year. So Ammunition Depot and I are now completely allied, which we were pretty well completely allied anyway. But now I'll get to tell you for a long time about them and buy more stuff from them too. I'll be buying more stuff. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds, plus all kinds of accessories if you've never explored that side of them. I'll be going and buying magazines today from them for SIGs. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, some of you may have bought a gun from this guy and not known it. Some of you may read his column. There's a website out there called GunsAmerica.com, which is both a online auction site and a blog site. And Paul Holinsky is going to join us, and we're going to talk prepping this guy is a detailed prepper. He is prepping in directions I've never seen anybody prep for. That's coming up next hour. However, entertainingly, we lead off with this. We lead off with the odd story of Barbetta Singletary, which her story is a little bit like the story of socialism itself. Socialism seduces you. It has its way with you. Then they attempt to kill you after they rob you. Yeah. Barbetta Singletary is a White House staffer. She's a special assistant to Barack Obama. She was arrested late Friday after allegedly shooting a gun at her boyfriend, an officer with U.S. Capitol Police, during a heated argument. Barbetta Singletary, 37, who is a special assistant to President Obama and also holds the title of House Legislative Liaison, was charged with domestic violence in the incident, which police say occurred at her home in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. She summoned her boyfriend, who was not identified, by text message, and the two of them had sex. Sort of a high-tech booty call. Afterward, according to the criminal complaint, Singletary went to the man's car with him and accused him of dating other women. Inside the car, she allegedly took the man's cell phones and his service weapon, demanding passwords to unlock messages stored on the phones. She allegedly told the man holding the gun and pointing it at him, "You taught me how to use this. Don't think I won't use it." Then she pointed the gun at him and fired a single round. The man ran away and called police, according to authorities. She was arrested at the scene without incident. Now, she's been charged with domestic violence. Shouldn't she be charged with felonious assault, assault with a deadly weapon, attempted murder, a few other fun things there? And she fired a gun in Maryland, and she stole a gun from a cop in Maryland. Attempted armed robbery, assault on a law enforcement officer, theft of government property. Doesn't it sort of seem like she's getting a little bit of preferential treatment? And that's probably due to the fact that she's a member of one of the most corrupt presidential administrations in American history. She has not been fired from her job, even after shooting at a law enforcement officer, and right now she's merely on unpaid leave. The White House has said very little about this. And you know, the Obama administration is not exactly warm and fuzzy when it comes to law enforcement. Because they, you know, deep down inside, Obama knows law enforcement is not going to push his agenda the way he would like to have it pushed. Certainly, to be sure, there are some. There are some that would do it, but not enough. Not nearly enough. I just find that interesting in that in South Carolina, if somebody comes up to me and I begin to feel threatened mistakenly, and I pull my weapon on them mistakenly, that's a felony. I get arrested. I get arrested. Even if I talk the dude out of calling the cops right then and there, there's nothing to keep him from calling them later. This is one of the reasons you hear all of these second call defense companies like this. If you pull your weapon, call them so that they'll be lined up and ready to go, because you never know when that's going to happen. There's going to be other witnesses besides you and them and all this other stuff. She's been charged with domestic violence for firing a gun at an off-duty police officer. Now, I understand the antipathetic feeling that Obama has over this, but this isn't even something that he would be involved in at first. This is something for the Maryland police, for the Marlboro Maryland police, I would think. And she's been charged with domestic violence. Which I, you know, when I think of domestic violence, I don't think of rounds going downrange at somebody. But that's I just found that interesting to take that in, to observe that. I made a quick reference to this yesterday. I'll tell you here in a minute there. I made a quick reference to this yesterday. In Africa, hunting is big business. The African countries depend on the hunters. And recently you've had airlines like Delta, who's going to ban the transport of trophies back to back stateside after you go on a big game hunting trip. That will, you know, the Namibia authorities are saying this will be the end of conservation here. It will hurt the economy and the conservation efforts that rely on the revenues from the hunters. South Africa alone, the government is estimating that there will be a loss of $500 million from this decision. This is going after and hurting the very animals they purport to want to protect. I understand that everybody's upset about Cecil the Lion. However, Cecil the Lion was a lion. And I don't know. I've been close to lions in a zoo in an enclosure, and these lions were small. And I'm looking at these lions, and I'm thinking, I'm really glad they're in an enclosure, because these are big, powerful predators. It's like looking at a shark on land, apex predators. And they're getting very upset. A lot of people have gotten very upset about this. They've taken this dentist and turned him into everything but a pedophile. Was it sporting the way they did it? Probably not. Is it any less sporting than, say, driving deer in a fenced-in enclosure towards you? Probably about the same. Hunting is hunting. I mean, you hunt for different reasons. You hunt for food. You hunt for... The hunting of big game in Africa is a conservation effort. You pay to do it. They don't let you come. You just don't show up on a dark continent and pick up your rifle and go. There's a whole lot of hurdles to jump. And it dominated the media. And, of course, now it's... Where is it now? Where is it at? Where is it at? It's fallen by the wayside. In the meantime, these airlines will continue their ban, and Africa will continue to suffer. And then the only way they can get any money now is through carbon credit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. When I got my SIG 320 the other day, magazines for this thing. The 320 is actually a misnomer. You need to be looking for stuff for the 250. Which is essentially the 250 without a hammer. So you go looking for magazines for it, because I'm a guy that likes to have a lot of magazines with a gun to train with it. And nobody's got them in stock. And then I do a search for them on the general internet, And boom, they're at ammunitiondepot.com. And that's how I knew that they carried accessories. I just didn't know they carried them to the degree that they carry them as far as what they actually have on hand. And that's the key. Right now I'm trying to find a holster for the thing, and you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks for any holster. So you can tell I'm sort of in a tizzy over that one. But not only are they the best online clearinghouse for ammunition, they have some very hard-to-find accessories as well. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Andre Green, quite the overachiever for such a young person. He had a criminal record of car thefts before graduating to carjacking. And in his first solo attempt at carjacking, he also added attempted murder to that. He died after ramming a police car and then pulled a gun on the cops. Some of the screeds that were written as they attempt to turn young Andre Green into the next Michael Brown was, last Sunday night, 15-year-old Andre Green was shot and killed by police in Indianapolis. He appears to be the youngest victim of police violence since 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot and killed by police in Cleveland this past November. I'm not a big Tamir Rice incident fan, by the way. I think that cop should be in jail. Or fired. Or both. This, on the other hand, is a completely different setup. This is a whole different situation. Green was a victim of police violence, according to left-wing spokeshole Sean King, blogger, or whatever you want to call him. But as, you know, this is another didn't-do-nothing case. According to Sean King, however, the reality is a little different. One person that coming from the cops, one person was shot and killed by IMPD officers in the northeast side Sunday night. The person's family says the teen killed his 15-year-old Andre Green. Shots were fired around 11:15 p.m. Three officers were involved. The officers were following a car from a carjacking earlier in the night when the suspect turned down Butler Avenue, then turned around, started heading toward police, and actually rammed a police cruiser on the driver's side. This is attempted murder, folks, when you do that. That's attempted vehicular homicide. Several passengers in the carjacked car took off running. The police ordered the driver out of the car. He drove the car towards them. Rightfully so, they feared for their lives. Officer Chris Wilborn, the public affairs officer, said we can say with confidence that officers were faced with aggression and they met that aggression head on. Said the entire situation was and still is quite traumatic for the officers. No kidding. He said they're in shock physiologically. They are coming off of this physiological high in that their bodies have had a huge adrenaline dump, but they acted in a professional manner. No other lives were lost as a result of this, and no officers were injured. Police officers, police records show Andre Green has a history of running away from home and car thefts. The paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene, where investigators found him with a firearm in his hand. I'm thinking he wasn't shot because he pulled the gun. I think he had the gun in his hand. He was shot because he was aiming a car at people, which, you know, that's a shooting offense for me, too. Now, the Black Lives Matter cultists, fresh out of victims to exploit, are hoping to turn young Mr. Green's death in the next target for outrage. There's this absurd view that they have, you see, where they say that a person with a gun in their hand should somehow be given some sort of leeway based upon their unknown age. How is a cop supposed to know their age when they're, you know, car's coming, gun in hand, that kind of thing? How's that supposed to be known? Instead of their violent actions. It is an absurd position, folks, assuming that a bullet fired from a teen's gun is less dangerous than the bullet fired from an adult using a similar firearm. It's a pathetic attempt to claim that law enforcement officers do not have a right to defend themselves. Spokesholes like Sean King and the communists driving the Black Lives Matter cult do not care about the basic human right to self-defense, and they would insist that this doesn't apply to police or to average citizens. They bizarrely cling to this thing where they insist that the state, in the form of the police, will murder you without remorse, and yet they insist on passing draconian gun laws and forcing you to cede your liberty and safety to the same government. These are the same people. These are the same people pushing the Black Lives Matter meme. They're the same ones wanting gun control. So, I don't know about you. I'll be keeping my guns. Thank you. I would be loath to shoot anybody, no matter what their age. And believe me, I will be so angry if that ever happens. Not at the person or what they were doing, but just that somebody put me in that position. Just that somebody made me do something I didn't want to do. And I'm not going to I'm not going to deal with them lightly. There are certain advantages and disadvantages to facing a car. Cars are not quite as agile as people, as long as you don't become the deer in the headlights, and as long as you don't try to run away from it. You can sidestep. I don't want to make it sound like it's something really easy to do. And to be sure, I've never been attacked with a car. I've been pretty, you know, accidental, almost hits walking around in parking lots. Quite a bit different from a desperate situation. Andre Green, if Andre Green wanted to be alive, he could have pulled the car over and either tried to run away or put his hands on the steering wheel and paid the piper. And he turned the car around and he aimed it at the cops. He hit one cop in the driver's side door. That's attempted murder right there. He pulled back and got ready to come at them again with a gun in hand. Righteous shoot, Indianapolis Police Department. Righteous shoot. For all of you that will try to turn this into a Black Lives Matter thing, I agree that Black Lives do matter, but I also throw in this caveat, all lives matter. The other part is, if you really think that, you need to go to where the Black Lives are really getting wasted, not in these criminal incidents. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. We're going to get away from politics just for a minute. Thank God. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I need to say this out loud simply because Ammunition Depot, like I said, they have cemented their relationship with me. My, you know, Frog Lube and the other segment sponsor, G-Code, all three of my anchor sponsors have cemented their relationship with me. I am very pleased and proud to be partnered up with these three companies. Ammunition Depot, the reason to be proud to be partnered up with them is their business model, which is one of complete transparency. They don't have it on the website unless it's for sale. And because of the amount of ammo they keep on hand, they price it to move. Their business model is advantageous to you because they don't want anything sitting there gathering dust. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The average number of attackers in a gunfight is going to be two. And for those of you that have ever been to a class, a defensive pistol class, there's always this part where you've done your shooting, you pull the weapon back to your chest, and now you're looking around. You're looking left and right. This is the scanning for other threats part of it. Now, my problem with most people that train in these classes when I watch them is that they don't do their very level best to make this a true attack. They don't come out thinking and acting the way I would think somebody would in a desperate situation. I try to do that because I have felt that adrenaline rush before, and I understand that speed is a big part of it. So that scanning part of it is very important. Now, here's the thing about the scanning. The scanning, when you're dealing with multiple opponents, if you're outside, or even if you're inside, let's say a home invasion. Home invasion, where as an example, my house, my front door, my back door, they're almost lined up. If I deal with a threat coming through the front door and I dispatch that threat, I need to then turn my attention to the back door just in case. And I need to be moving away from where I was. This is the important part of training with a gun. Gunfighting is going to be a whole lot of awareness, a whole lot of movement, a whole lot of practice, and a whole lot of luck. And without any of those elements, you've got a problem. When people go to these classes, when they're scanning for other threats, they're not actually scanning. They're moving their head. And I don't mean this. This is, you know, you're being taught the steps. You've got to actually look. You've got to look like you mean to look. You got to look high, you got to look low, you got to look left, you got to look right, because you don't know what you're looking at when you deal with one threat. Because when this happens, you're going to go into this tunnel vision thing where you're going to be dealing with this one, and that's all you're going to be aware of. You have a natural tendency to focus entirely on the person you just shot. Why? Because they presented themselves as a threat, as opposed to someone you can't see who might be a threat. You want to make sure the person you shot is no longer a threat. Then you got to move on. Then you got to move on. And even when you make sure the person you just shot is not a threat anymore, there's still the possibility that they may become a threat again if they are not dead. This is another reason why you see some people kicking guns away from other people's hands, so they can't be a threat anymore. But that means you got to get close and you got to be paying more attention. You have got to shoot and move. People who are freshly shot, it's a fascinating thing to watch, because in a very grisly way. Your eyes are, when you shoot somebody, your eyes are seeing something that's incredible and your brain wants to know more. So you stare. In a high-stress situation where time is going to be distorted, you may stare at the bizarre longer than normal. You may go into like a trance. Certainly you're going to stare more than is going to be safe, given the multiple attacker stat that I gave you earlier. So you've got to be able to move away, and you've got to be able to look away. You've got to be able to take your eyes, you've got to be able to take your face off of your target that is now down and look around. Everybody's out there, that sounds so easy.
Yeah.
But you're entering into a zone where most people have never been. Most people are never going to go. So practice looking away from the target and at your environment when you turn your head after shooting. This kind of thing is actually a very, very difficult skill to acquire. You see a lot of baseball players, especially in the outfield. You'll see Willie Mays was really good at this. Willie Mays could be tracking a ball, running flat out, take his eyes off the ball, check the warning track, check the fence, turn his eyes back to the ball, and catch the ball, still maintaining the track, somehow without looking at it. That kind of being, that ability to divide your attention and take in the whole scene, that's something that you have to acquire. You've got to go through these steps. You've got to be able to slow down. You've got to shoot to the target. Keep your eye on the target and then look away and figure out something as if there's a rock over here on the left, that's where you want to look to. You want to be taking in everything. And an instructor, if I were an instructor, one thing that I would do is I would have a word written on a piece of paper in big, bold letters to where when they look left and they turn around and look at me as I'm holding up that piece of paper, when they turn around and look the other way, I can go, what did that piece of paper say? And they said, well, it said red. That means they're taking stuff in. I don't know that that's actually a very, very good drill to instill in somebody where they've got to look for details out there. There's got to be something. In actual defensive gun use, time is going to slow down. You're going to be moving quickly, but you're going to think you're moving really slow. So, smooth is fast. Remember that. Smooth is fast. And deliberately move your head when you start to scan. Smooth is fast. So, bear all of that in mind as you train. The scan is very important. If you're out and about, or if you're at home, and I don't know what's in between. If you're out and about or at home, there is no in between. Those are the two places where you're going to find yourself. You may be out and about at work. You may be out and about not at work. You may be out and about, period. Or you're going to be home. And if you're dealing with multiple attackers, you have to find them. That is paramount to winning the fight. Now, one thing that I forget and have neglected to mention on purpose is that in most cases, when you take out one, the other is, you know, the odds are he's going to run. I would not rely on those odds. I would be prepared to have to fight. Counting on those odds is counting on something that you really have no control over. Those of you that are going out and training, please bear this in mind. Please. Run that gun. Run your eyes. Be aware of your surroundings. Get somebody to put something out to the side that you've got to turn and look at and remember. What was it? We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Affordable. Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Seth and Dan and Scott, three young fellas, have 80 years of ammunition ammunition retail experience between these three young fellas. That means they know how to move it, how to get it, how to acquire it, how to keep it, and how to price it. And that is the encapsulation of what is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is they're the diamond in the rough. You've heard other names out there. These guys at least compete with, actually I kind of think they stomp them. Take the time and check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, just because I like to give them their say, let me turn that down a bit right there. That sounds about right. Let's pay the liberals their due. And is that even going to play? There it is. Let's play another exciting segment of "Hey Liberals, I'll play your stupid game." Today, this is involving a letter to an editor, where you can see the obvious insanity at play, which I'm going to bring to you verbatim, because I can't make this stuff up. This is somebody trying to play lip service to us. I saw this and I just said, this has got to be part of the show. Yes, it does. It's got to be part of the show. Got to be part of the show. Starts out, "I totally agree that everyone who wants a gun should have one. I do not agree that anyone who owns a gun should use it to shoot someone." Here we agree, me and you, pal. "Every crime involving the use of a gun, from robbery without even firing a shot, all the way to murder, should be labeled a hate crime, and the perp should receive a mandatory no-parole life sentence." Okay. "If we are so enraptured by the wording of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, in the same way perhaps ISIS is committed to the strict, narrow-minded interpretations of the Quran, let's stick to the strict wording of the Second Amendment and force the creation of a well-regulated militia. Everyone who currently has a gun, everyone who wants one, needs one, craves one, demands one, should get one. All they need to do is sign up, maybe get an impressive four-color membership card, and attend mandatory monthly heat packing meetings. By creating a sort of well-regulated handgun caliphate, militia members could be tasked with actually being responsible by, say, organizing raids to collect all manner of illegal firearms from the clutches of gangbangers, scruffy-looking bikers, armed robbers, and the odd assortment of certifiable crazies, which normal law enforcement seems to have a hard time rousting out of their dank, dark dens. Perhaps they might organize monthly beheadings of gun-toting lawbreakers doing the deed in some kind of gore-friendly TV reality show. And as these militia members would be, in fact, a paralegal organization, no need to worry about Miranda rights violations and other nitpicky restraints, which hobble today's mainstream crime fighters. But that would mean bad news for the NRA, as their dollar-driven influence over Congress totally dries up since everyone who wants a gun is forced to have one and use it regularly, along with the real responsibilities they attach themselves to these right-minded enforcers of the emerging Sharia democracy. Or he might just take a collective breath and rationally bridge the gap between the immutable spirit of the Second Amendment and the equally immutable fact that we are no longer living in the 1800s. This coming from a pilgrim named J. Fred Johnson. He equates me and you wanting a gun with me and you being in Sharia, me and you being in ISIS, me and you being out there. We're joining. This is all terrorism. We're terrorists. Yeah. This guy's an insane guy. A nice four-color membership card, yeah. You know, comparing the Second Amendment, which is a, you know, the entirety of the Bill of Rights is based upon a Judeo-Christian belief that, you know, all men have this. All men and women have this being born. And, yes, I know what the times were and that there were slaves and women were not a big part of American. I get all that. But it is adaptable. So it does work. That idea is all based upon freedom. The Quran is not based upon freedom. The Quran is based upon submission. It's based upon submission through violence. Or murder. Destruction. So, he's interesting. He's interesting. In that he seems to think that you and I are terrorists. He's saying that you and I are terrorists. It's not the 1800s anymore, y'all. Which, you know, this was actually written in the late, you know, the third quarter of the 18th century, not the 1800s. Big difference, but, you know, it doesn't matter to a liberal. This guy, J. Fred Thompson, or Johnson, what is his name? J. Fred something. J. Fred Johnson. From here on out, I'm going by W. Edward. J. Fred Johnson is out there saying that you guys, me, you, every one of us, we're terrorists because we want a gun. We're Sharia law because we want a gun. We're ISIS because we want a gun. We're in the caliphate because we want a gun. He doesn't know what it means to, you know, his ideas about a militia and all this other stuff. This is straight out of a comic book, actually. It's pretty funny when you take it into, I especially like the four color membership card crack. That is, what color is the NRA membership card? Is it four colors? Not that it matters. And for some reason, once again, we fall upon the NRA. As this big, the NRA has a monstrous budget, and that's because the NRA has a monstrous amount of people that are members to it. And even having said that, most gun owners exist in a state of apathy. Because they're not members of any of these things. Most people that are members of the NRA are also members of GOA and the Second Amendment Foundation. So when you get out there and you say, well, you know, they've got this many people, and that one's got that many people, and they've got this many people, so that's this many people. It's not actually that many people. It's less than that. So let's put it at 6 million. Let's be generous and put it at 6 million. So that means, depending on who you listen to, I'm listening to Gallup. That means 128 million gun owners are not a member of any organization unless it's a local organization that does not, you know, put out membership data. And that's a big problem for me. That's a big problem for me because for everybody out there that owns a gun, first thing I would think is, well, you know, they're interested in gun rights because they had to have a way to get the gun. Without gun rights, there are no guns available. And yet that does not seem to be the case. That is never the case in most cases. I'm done using the word case. What I see instead is, once again, a lot of people being right. A lot of people being right. Everybody's got to be right. Which I like being right, don't get me wrong. Being correct is great. But at some point, we're all going to have to coalesce, whether some of us like it or not. We're all going to have to coalesce into one mass. And if we were to do that, then we wouldn't have any issues. We wouldn't have electoral issues if you had 134 million like-minded people. All you got to do is look in California. I don't know what the level of engagement is in California. There's two gun rights organizations that I know of in California, Cal Guns, Gun Owners of California. I don't know how many of the 9 million gun owners in California are members of those organizations. I would suspect it's rather low. Because 9 million people is a voting block. Oh, yeah. And yet California is, you know, California is just a hair better than New Jersey, which New Jersey is the worst, in my opinion. So we have people like Jay Fred, who doesn't know enough about me and you. I would hesitate. He's probably from the Northeast. Probably lives in Boston. Where are you from, Jay Fred? Let me know. Coming up next from GunsAmerica.com, Paul Holinsky. We're going to talk prepping. Let's head to hour number two on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.